All right, everybody, let's dive into the world of selling today. We're taking a deep dive into Mastering Modern Selling, this awesome podcast with Don Barton, such a fascinating guest. And he has some really like mind-blowing ideas. One of the biggest is that he thinks the old way of selling is like going extinct.
Yeah, it's like he's calling it an extinction event almost.
Yeah, he really thinks that like 70% of businesses.
Yeah.
Like in these really, like we think of them as like stable fields, you know, finance, accounting, law, banking, like 70% could be gone in the next 5 years.
Yeah. And the reason why is so interesting.
Tell me why.
He says they're not focused on being relevant.
Okay.
Like they're too focused on their product.
Got it.
When customers have all these different choices now.
That makes sense.
They can't just have a good product anymore.
Right. So they need to kind of like shift their mindset to like really understanding their customer and partnering with them to help them achieve their goals.
He calls it Darwinian economics.
Oh, wow.
It's like adapt or die.
Okay. Right. So it's not just selling them something.
Right.
It's really helping them, even if it doesn't lead to a sale like right away.
Exactly.
Okay. So how do we achieve this?
Yeah.
Like, what's his secret formula for relevance?
So he says that customers feel valued when they feel seen, heard, and understood.
Yeah, like, think about a time you had an amazing experience with a company that just, like, got you.
Yeah.
That's the feeling we're talking about here.
Yeah.
It's not transactional.
Yeah.
It's really about connecting with the person.
Right. He's saying that to achieve this level of connection, it's a shift in your mindset. You're not looking at the transaction. You're looking at the person.
So less about like pushing a product and more about understanding their needs and their aspirations.
That's
and like being a problem solver.
Yes.
A trusted advisor.
Yes.
A partner in their success.
And he gives us a way to understand this. He has something called the social buyer pyramid.
Oh, I like that. Break that down for me. What is that?
Okay. So at the base, you have the price-driven buyers. So they're all about that best deal. Then above them are the perception-driven buyers.
Got it.
They're influenced by brands and what their friends are doing and like trends. They want to make sure they're making the right choice for them.
It's all about image, right?
Yeah. And then at the top, you have the ROI driven buyers.
Okay.
So they're less focused on those things and more focused on long-term return on investment.
Ah, so it's all about data for them.
Yeah.
Got it. Mm. So with all this change happening, how do businesses adapt?
Right. Well, Don says adaptability and being open to change are key.
Okay.
And get this, he says women are going to lead the way.
Really? Now, why is that? Why does he think that?
He thinks women have this leadership style that is about empathy and empowerment and collaboration.
Okay.
And those are the qualities you need for these relationships that we're talking about.
Interesting. You know, I've noticed that too. It seems like women are really good at creating like safe spaces for people to share their needs and come up with solutions together.
Yeah. And his research shows that female-led businesses actually do better than male-led businesses.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. So for our listeners out there, what can they do right now to like get ready for this change?
Yeah, Don says to start incorporating these principles today.
Okay.
Like traditional sales are kind of on their way out.
So we got to be ready for what's next.
Right.
So how do we measure relevance?
That's a good question.
Yeah. If we're not looking at cold calls and the sales pipeline, what are we looking at?
Yeah. Well, Don says first take a look at yourself. Like how well do you understand your customers' needs?
Yeah. Are we really committed to helping them reach their goals?
Exactly. Yeah. Even if it means like going above and beyond.
So it's really about shifting that mindset from transactional to partnership.
Yes.
And I think as a listener, I'm more likely to buy from someone who like gets me.
Yeah.
And is invested in my success.
Absolutely. And that's what Don's saying. The future of selling is about those authentic connections.
Yeah.
Being a trusted advisor.
I love that.
It's not about closing deals. It's about building relationships.
Makes sense. When I think about the businesses I'm loyal to, it's because they make me feel valued and understood.
Exactly.
Like they're invested in me.
Right.
And that's what makes me come back.
Exactly.
Gon makes a really good point. He says we're all in the business of selling, whether we realize it or not.
How interesting.
Every interaction is an opportunity to connect and build trust and show our relevance.
Yeah, that's so true.
So if traditional sales are fading away, what new skills do we need? What do we need to master?
Yeah. How do we become valuable when there's so many choices?
Right. That's a great question to think about. It's a really good question. And Don says the salespeople that do the best in the future are going to be the ones that can adapt and change.
Yeah.
And really put the customer first. You know, really understand them.
And change the way you think.
Yeah. Change the way you think. Be relevant and you're going to be unstoppable.
And if you want to learn more about Don Barton, he has a couple of books. Perfect Plan, and Here Come the Girls. You can find them on Amazon.
Awesome.
And he's super active on LinkedIn, too.
Really cool. So this has been such a great deep dive into mastering modern selling with Don Barden. I hope you guys are feeling inspired to rethink the way you approach selling.
Yeah, it's a changing world out there.
It is a changing world. So think about what you can do right now today to be more relevant.
How can you show your value?
Exactly. Until next time, keep learning, keep adapting, and keep striving for relevance.
Absolutely.